Task 3. You have found a podcast that you think will provide you with useful information. You will play the podcast to your group members. Listen and complete the note sheet below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hi guys, I found this really good podcast on the government website. It's all about healthy eating and better learning.
Great. Can we listen to it now to hear what it says?
Yeah, I've only listened to it once, but I haven't taken any notes on it, so we could jot down the main points as we listen.
Yeah, okay.
Right, hold on, just a second. Right, that's it. Here we go.
Good morning, everyone. My guest today is Dr. Davis, a nutritionist in children's health. He is here today to talk about healthy eating and how eating healthily can help students improve learning.
Good morning.
Dr. Davis, perhaps you can start by telling us how to eat healthily.
Sure. Well, it's always good to simplify. Instead of being overly concerned with counting calories or measuring portion sizes, think of your diet in terms of variety and freshness. This way, it should be easier to make healthy choices.
So, you mean we have to eat different varieties of foods and we have to eat fresh foods?
Yes. You should try to stay away from processed foods and frozen foods. Try to eat dishes that incorporate a few fresh ingredients every day.
Should we eliminate unhealthy foods from our diet?
Well, I don't think you should ban all unhealthy foods from your diet, because it's natural for us to want unhealthy foods, such as potato chips, sweets, or ice cream, once in a while. Your body will crave these kinds of foods if you eliminate them suddenly from your diet. What you can do is reduce the portion sizes and to not eat them as often.
I guess you're right. I find myself craving foods like ice cream or donuts if I force myself to stop eating them altogether. I guess I can eat them occasionally.
Yes, why not? Moderation is the key. Many people often think of healthy eating as an all-or-nothing proposition. They ban unhealthy foods totally from their diets. That's wrong. It won't work in the long run. The goal of healthy eating is to develop a diet that you can maintain for life.
Sorry for stopping it. I missed the last bit. Did anyone else get it?
Yeah. Dr. Davis said the goal of healthy eating is to develop a diet that you can maintain for life.
Okay, got it. Right, I'll start it again. Hold on.
Now, Dr. Davis, could you explain how eating healthily can help students improve their learning?
Research shows that healthy eating can improve how well children concentrate and help them do better in school. Fresh foods contain more vitamins than processed foods, such as vitamin C or vitamin B. Vitamins help children improve their memory function. Also, fresh foods or healthy foods give students more energy.
So they have more energy to study and to take part in school activities.
That's correct. Eating a healthy diet helps students stay fit and strong.
Okay, I'll stop it here. I need to go. Do you think this is useful?
Definitely. We can use the notes you've made in our write-up.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.